Reporting of information is very, very important. So if you're in equities, you need to know when big news is out. You need to know when it goes ex-dividend. You need to know when results and notifications are coming out. So you need to have awareness. Even if you're a technical trader, you should still have awareness of that. So if I get a very positive upside continuation pattern that looks like it's coinciding with a good result, I'll take the long, but I will know that I'm trading a bit of news as well. So I'm trading the optimism of the technical analysis that is implied, but I am trading the news. If they come out with an absolute shocker, that pattern can turn around and can then reverse. But normally it forms around where there's a good expectation. So the crowd intrinsically reflects the optimism without any one person knowing that it's more likely to be good. So that's showing the market wants to buy. Sometimes the market, and this is an interesting point, sometimes the market knows generally what it wants to do, but it is waiting for a key piece of news just to get out of the way to then go and do it. Just because while that news is out there, if there was a complete shock, it may actually undermine the move, and then they would do it lower down. But I've had that many times, both in Forex and in shares. So they want to buy the share, but there's an interim update, not too important, but they're just making sure that there's no terrible news in that, and then they're going to buy it. So it doesn't even have to be exceptional or good. The market has already flagged its view, and that's in the technical pattern. So short of an absolute, you know, dropping a bomb, it's going to go up because it's already decided that.